This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
That it is. With us is Alexandra Kazarian, a world-class defense attorney with Garagos and Garagos. Thank you for joining us. As always, Alexandra, love hearing your opinions and thoughts on the cases that we're following. Specifically, let's talk about the Daybell trial and this last week of testimony. What has stood out to you as being some of the most impactful?
Yeah, I think her sister's testimony and the phone calls that came from her sister's testimony have been, we talked before about how she needs to be humanized and how she really needs to look like a normal mother and human being who's just having a terrible time being a part of this prosecution. Mm-hmm. And I think that so far she hasn't had any of the really, really crazy outbursts that we thought she was going to have.
Sure.
So I think that if it is, I don't know if it's a ploy. I don't know if it's real, but if she really is just behaving like a not crazy person now, it's going to help her defense so much because, you know, she's not the same person that she was. And that I think has been the biggest win for the defense so far.
What's been interesting to me, because my opinion seems to change a little bit day by day, the more that we learn about this. For a while, I was really kind of dug in thinking this woman really believes her shit. She thinks that these kids were zombies. She thinks that her husband's a prophet and that they're going to be part of the 144,000 in Rexburg at some point. But when you start to look at the Google searches, it seems Google's pretty damning for a lot of people because it really kind of gives you an insight into what's going on in their mind, what they're not saying out loud and what they're searching for as part of whatever thing they're doing, scheme, I would say, in this point, at a very light way of saying what they did. It really points to a lot of understanding in what you're doing. You're looking up life insurance policies for your kids.
I was going to say, you don't think that looking up life insurance policies on the day of your kids' funerals is an issue?
Yeah, very much an issue. There's been a lot of things in those search engine results that make you go, this doesn't seem like someone who truly believes the children are zombies. This seems more like somebody who wants to get a bunch of money and go away.
Or looking at wedding rings while you're still married to your husband.
Yeah. Yeah. Planning that out, using his actual Amazon account to get the rings for your wedding. There seems to be a lot. Where do you stand on this? Are you feeling that this is someone who believes her stuff still, or is this someone who is just very, very manipulative, very, very evil, and will do whatever it takes to get what she wants, the rest of society be damned?
So I hate to repeat myself, but I again am going to say I think both things can be true. I think when you're dealing with mental health issues, mm-hmm. you can be crazy, manipulative, rude, absolutely a terrible person in 1 minute, and you can be totally stone cold sober and rational the next. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that it's mutually exclusive. I think that people who are in the middle of a mental health crisis, I in my own experience and seeing my clients and, you know, even unfortunately having experience in my own family, I have mm-hmm. seen some people that I know love me dearly lash out and say just the most horrible things in the middle of a mental health break. Mm-hmm. And so I think that if the defense can explain that to the jury, that somebody can love someone but be affected by mental health and think crazy things and say crazy things and like horrible, hurtful things and still be affected by their mental health issue, if they can get a jury to believe that and to understand that, then this mental health defense that, you know, Idaho's trying to pretend like doesn't exist, mm-hmm. it could work.
It could work, but then she would just go away forever into a mental health facility, correct? If found guilty.
Yeah. I think it's very, very detrimental if you're going for just a straight not guilty. Yeah. It's really hard to explain that away.
I know some of the testimony that came out today, it was saying you were dancing on the beach while your kids were in the ground.
Yeah.
And those sort of things, I mean, yes, we're talking 100% about mental health there. If someone is doing that, there is a serious mental health problem going on. But it also doesn't, I don't think it would go very far to the jury in terms of, well, let's feel bad for her mental health issues while she's doing something like that. Clearly, it's an extreme mental break, I guess, unless this person just really doesn't care. But again, that would be some sort of a mental health issue, I would think.
Well, again, though, there is a way to use the mental health defense as a straight not guilty.
Mm-hmm.
And it's if the jury doesn't believe that she could form the intent to kill her kids at that time. So if the jury believes that, if there's no intent, you have to have the intent to murder somebody. And if mm-hmm. the jury can be convinced that she did not have the capacity to form that intent, they can vote a straight not guilty.
But there are conspiracy charges here as well, correct? Where she could be found not guilty on the actual murder charge, but possibly on the charges of conspiracy in that sort of a realm, correct? Especially if she knew that the kids were dead after the fact for all those months, would that be a guilt of some sort?
No, the conspiracy, the agreement has to take place before the actual act in furtherance. Okay. So knowing afterwards that he killed the kids does not make her part of the conspiracy before. She can be an aider and abettor after the fact, but she's not a co-conspirator if she finds out afterwards.
So if she were to be found not guilty, it just basically makes her a horrible human being if she's dancing on the beach and she knows damn well that her brother or Chad or somebody killed the kids.
Yeah, and that's the biggest argument that they're going to need to make to that jury. You can be a horrible person, but not all horrible people are murderers.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Alexandra Kazarian, thank you so much for joining us from Garagos and Garagos. Always very much appreciate your insight into these cases. If you like the cases that we're following, I mean, you're not enough to like the people or the cases, but if you're interested in the cases that we're following and you want to keep up with it, press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any breaking updates and discussions on them as we have them for you right here. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.